Welcome to the Be Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell your stories, we tell our stories, and we're here to laugh with you. We're here to cry with you, cringe with you, all the things. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Be Red. How was your week?
How was your week?
You first.
I gotta go first. My week was good. I know I was trying to think about what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We just went. You took me. To
okay,
Boys
let's.
To Men.
We could amazing. Do a, like a yes. We could do a like our week.
Yes,
together.
Let's do our week.
Okay, so Katie and I went to go see Paula Abdul and Boys to Men, mm-hmm. and that was the highlight of my week for
yes,
sure.
It was so fun.
But I was telling my husband that if God forbid I throw him out of the house and we have a huge fight and I'm like, don't you dare come back here. All he's going to do is ring the doorbell, show up in a beautiful white suit with roses and be like, don't do it, baby. And I will take him back.
That's exactly like that.
He's, oh, don't like, do it, baby. Those choreographed moves.
Wait, what's don't do it, baby?
Don't let the water run dry. Don't do yeah. it, baby.
Oh, okay, that part. That's the part you're singing.
Yeah,
okay,
we
okay,
don't
okay.
even talk anymore. And Paula Abdul was so good.
Wait, is that what? Yeah, that's White Boys Run.
That's let the water. I've been listening to it all week, Katie.
Runs dry. Yes, that was so
good.
That
was so good. And
Paula Abdul was fun. She's so great. Tiny. She had like a freaking oxygen mask and is up there still doing her thing.
She's 62.
She was killing it.
She killed it. Her legs for days.
She's so cute.
She's just a one-woman show.
Yeah, no, it was. She did like a whole performance piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She introduced us to all her dancers.
She did? Yeah.
Love that for her. Okay. Do you want to start?
Yes, I will start. Okay. My first story comes from Mark and he writes, when I was in my 20s, I went on a blind double date set up with my friend Chris and his girlfriend. The girl I was set up with was Chris's girlfriend's friend. I had never met or seen her before, so luckily she turned out to be pretty cute. This was around Halloween and we made plans to go to dinner and then Not Scary Farm. Love that place.
That place is so scary.
It's so fun. We started off at Cobras and Matadors, a tapas restaurant and wine bar in LA, and we had lots of tapas and lots of wine. The conversation was flowing and my date and I were getting along great. We headed to Not Scary Farm and I looked forward to having to protect her from the monsters of the park. If you've never been, they have all kinds of creeps dressed up in costumes. Wolfmen, chainsaw clowns, devil masks, guys on stilts, and they love to sneak up on you and scare you. Most of them will even tap you on your shoulder or make crazy sounds in your ear or slide in front of you on skater knee pads. They're
terrifying.
Pretty unhinged and aggressive and it's a fun time.
That's so terrifying.
No, they are crazy there though because they do not, like, I feel like in other parks they're not allowed to touch you, like legally, ugh. Like they're not supposed to touch you, and they'll come up and they'll just like poke you or they'll get right up in your ear.
Oh, no, thank
they have
you.
Like little like crazy sound things in their, those little like whistle things in
yes.
their mouth, and they'll like do it next to your ear, make little crazy creeper sounds.
Devastatingly scary.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. I love it. Anyway,
you do love
it. It was super busy as it always was, and we decided to get in line for a really popular roller coaster. The wait time was an hour, but everyone wanted to go, and we figured we'd hang out and flirt in line. After about 30 minutes of waiting, I turned super pale and felt clammy and started to sweat.
No.
Something was really wrong.
No.
I felt like I was going to vomit. I was doing every kind of prayer and meditation and breathing exercise under the sun to hold back the puke.
Oh, no.
Another painstaking half hour crawled by and we were at the front of the ride. I could feel the puke all the way up to my throat. There was no holding it in. I'm like, oh, that's the worst feeling in the world.
That is terrible, especially in front of your date.
Yes, your date.
Your brand new love of your life date.
The roller coaster pulled up and I was first in line. I walked straight through the roller coaster and I didn't get on. I could hear my friend calling me and I just waved my hand. I briskly walked down the stairs and tried to make it to the first trash can I saw. As I was almost there, a clown popped out and tried to taunt me. I immediately projectile vomited all at his feet. He said, oh, hell no, and quickly turned away. I love that so much.
That's amazing.
He's like, he didn't get on the ride. He would have puked on everybody on the roller coaster.
Yep.
So thank
and
God
himself.
He didn't do that. He made the smart move, walks right through. But I love the date. Like, they're like, okay, we're getting onto the roller coaster.
Yes.
And he just like steps on and walks right through and is just like, nope.
It's a power move.
And I'm leaving.
You have
and
to.
Goodbye.
You cannot stop.
Fuck you. Goodbye. Yeah. Like, just walks on through.
You're riding by yourself. I'm not protecting you from anything.
So funny. And she's like, okay, I guess I'll ride the ride. Okay, I guess
she's
I'll
like,
see
we were
when I see
it off.
So funny. But then he like pukes at the clown's feet is hilarious.
Oh, hell no.
Then I tried to go to the restroom to clean up and a staff member dressed like a creepy priest came up and got in my face, and I said, fuck off, and puked everywhere again. He dodged it just in time. It was so dark out that no one knew what was happening until the puke was at their feet. I threw up in front of two more monsters who scattered as I did and finally made it to the bathroom.
This is a horror movie in itself, and the barf is the killer.
But it is so dark there, which is one of the coolest things about it. They only have like fog machines going and like if there's moonlight, but it is super dark.
Scary.
So they don't even know what's happening. And he's just like vomiting at their feet every time. And then they have to like just scatter. Like they're trying to scare him and then he scares them with his like vomit.
Run away with puke on their feet.
It's so funny. I finally made it to the bathroom and I puked one more time, washed my mouth out, and then I felt okay. I joined back up with my date and just said, I'm sorry I didn't feel well, but I feel fine now. I pulled my friend aside and told him what happened, and he felt bad for me, but was also laughing at the absurdity of it all. I did not have a second date.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
It's really funny.
It's such a good story.
I know.
That is a great story.
Picturing somebody just stumbling and puking and trying to make it to the bathroom, Oliver Not Scary Farm, and then just the monster scattering as he's like walking through is the funniest thing ever.
When you get some distance from this, you realize how funny it is, but I'm sure in the moment it was really uncomfortable.
No, that's traumatizing. That's terrible. So embarrassing if it's happening to you in the moment, but afterwards, it's really funny.
It's so good. I'm so glad that that happened to you because now here we are and that's just made my day.
Now we get to talk about it.
Made my day. Oh God, okay.
What you got? What you got?
So, you know, I have a theme in my stories today. So you maybe you can guess what it is. This is from Mondo in Florida, and he writes, recently, I found myself standing and talking to my neighbor. She lives right next to me, and I see her all the time, and she's super hot. Like, stop you dead in your tracks. You're a model. I'm a slug. Gorgeous smoke show hot.
I'm a slug.
Yep. So I finally got the courage to say hi. She said hi back. Off to a good start. I asked her how she was doing. And I regretted that right after I asked. I'd never heard her speak before. And the woman can talk. She started going on about being a dental hygienist and how she'd just come from a really bad day full of people with real teeth issues. She then started telling me a story about a guy who looked like he had mold in his mouth.
Ew.
I was so repulsed, but kept my cool and nodded. As I was zoning out and wondering if I should get her number, the unbearable urge to fart hit me like a hurricane. She was still talking, and I just clenched my butt cheeks together. I had to get out of this.
I love it.
I didn't know how. She was rounding the corner to maybe an end to the story when it happened. I decided to let just a little air out of my butt to relieve some of the tension because no one wants a loud explosion that's impossible to cover up. What happened then was a long, juicy, slow, loud fart.
No. No.
Can you imagine? He's like gazing into her eyes, nodding at her story, and just a long, juicy, slow, loud fart comes out.
And she's like a supermodel. And he's
like
ripping it.
Hot. I felt all of the color drain from my face. She stopped talking.
Well, that'll shut her up right there.
I was frozen because I knew it would smell if I just walked away and left her in that cloud of stink. And she's my neighbor, so I was going to see her after this. I just shook my head. She laughed and then backed away, asking what my name was again and saying it was nice to meet me. She did the back up and talk all the way into her house and closed the door. I stood there for the whole thing. As soon as she closed the door, I finally breathed and hurried down the street. And that's why I'll never eat grape nuts for breakfast again.
Grape nuts? That's hilarious.
Grape nuts are so...
Are you 85, Mondo?
Such a blast from the past.
I know. I'm like, my grandmother had grape nuts. Legit.
I ate grape nuts when I was a little kid. But I don't think... I think grape nuts were recalled. This must be like an older story. Because I have never seen them in the grocery store.
No, I don't think they're... Maybe they're still
around.
They
like sit like a baseball in your guts.
There's a lot of fiber
It's a fiber bomb.
They're for the elderly people. They're a fiber bomb. That need the, no, but legit, that's like what it's for.
Yeah.
My grandma had prunes and she had grape nuts. She had all the things to get it going.
God, to get it
going. You
gotta
get it going.
She put some prunes on her grape nuts.
Well,
Mondo,
that is
thanks
really,
for sharing that.
Really funny. And we
I hope you still follow me on Insta.
That's a good one. Okay. A few years ago, I worked in hospitality in the HR department. Our regional manager was pregnant, and I knew she was super excited about it. Because she was the regional manager, I rarely saw her, and it had been a couple of months since the last time. When she walked up, I could tell she was definitely close to giving birth, and I oohed and awed, and I grabbed her pregnant belly. I told her I was so excited for her and her family and what an amazing mom she was going to be. Then, in the most flat tone, this emoji personified. She put the emoji with like the two like slits for eyes and slit for mouth, where it's just like, it's like,
oh no,
the sigh of all sighs. She mustered out the following under her breath. I gave birth already. Everyone around us stared. I wanted the floor to swallow me up. I don't even remember what happened next because I think my brain has chosen to forget the trauma response to protect me.
It's an embarrassment blackout.
Truly a lesson learned. Don't ever comment on women's bodies and don't ever assume if they're pregnant. Holy shit balls. That's how she closes it out. Holy shit balls.
I think that should be the name of this episode.
Holy shit balls.
Because
it's so
seriously,
funny.
That is what you say under your breath when something embarrassing happens every time.
Like that, but she went up to, but first of all, yeah, you don't ever want to comment, but you also never want to just touch it.
No,
she went up and she grabbed and she shook. She grabbed and she shook her postpartum belly and said, I'm so excited for you and your family. This is going to be so amazing. Like, what a little blessing inside here. So cute. So excited for you. She's like going on and on, like grabbing her. She's grabbing it. She's grabbing it. She's jiggling it. She's like loving on it.
My baby.
She's like kissing it. Like the Paris Hilton picture. Have you seen that like circulating too? Yes. Where she like kisses this woman's belly and she's like, I'm not pregnant. She's like,
no, I've not seen that. I've got to look.
It's really funny. It's like a picture of Paris Hilton just like kissing this woman's belly, like she's her pregnant belly, but she's not pregnant.
Did she know this woman? Was it a fan?
No, it was like a random person, and she was not
so funny.
In fact pregnant.
That is so funny.
So
I
yeah,
love this.
Don't do it. But I mean, we've all a lot
it
of us have done
it.
Comes
from such a good place,
right? And she knew her, and she actually was pregnant.
She
so she was like, she knew she was pregnant. It wasn't like a yeah. I don't know you're pregnant, but she'd already had the baby.
Right.
She hadn't seen her in a couple months. She hadn't lost that baby weight. It it happens.
I mean, my baby's a year and a half, and I haven't lost the baby weight. And here's the other thing. People gave me these bands to wear, which I never did. It was like, it's like, look, it's going to come out. When's it going to come off? God
Who
bless.
Cares?
God bless. I'm going to keep eating all these cookies.
But that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
Because also, like, your coworkers are also staring at you and their jaws are dropped. And she worked in HR, which is the funniest part. It's like,
yeah, right.
Of all
it's
places
HR nightmare.
To work, that's like not it. That's not it. So, so good.
Oh, but I'm sure anyone would understand that.
It's so
embarrassing.
Funny.
It's so good. These pregnant stories, keep them coming. Keep them coming. Okay, so this comes from the website Watch Mojo. I think I sent it to you, but it happened, and it is a celebrity embarrassing story that I read about, and then I found proof that it happened on camera. So it happened.
Oh no!
So it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
And she was shooting The View in New York. And it was 2011, and she was there with Claire Danes, who was a guest on there, and she was on like promoting Homeland or something back then. And so Claire Danes is there, and then there's an unexpected incident that occurred, which was that in the midst of their conversation, Whoopi Goldberg accidentally let out a loud fart, momentarily halting the discussion and sending the audience into a fit of laughter.
Oh my God.
Rather than let the awkwardness linger, Goldberg skillfully diffused the situation with a hilarious remark and continued with the interview. While it may have been embarrassing, it's not entirely surprising. The woman's named Whoopi, after all. That's all they're writing.
No,
but,
don't.
But I looked at the tape on YouTube, and what she says is hilarious. So she farts so loud, and Claire Danes like, woo! And they all like stop. And Whoopi Goldberg's like, I'm sorry. I think I just let out a huge fart. Like, she just acknowledges it.
I love when interview farts happen. Those are like the funniest things ever.
Or like, yeah, like farts on the news, like the news anchors fart. You know?
Yeah, I saw one recently that was, have you seen the one with Dustin Hoffman farting in front of Tom Cruise when they're in an interview?
No.
He just like gets up and like rips the biggest fart.
In Rain Man? Like were they doing Rain Man?
Yeah, it must have been promotion for that. Yeah, it's an old video.
Oh
but
God.
Like it just came across like TikTok and I was dying. Like Dustin Hoffman just rips one and then Tom Cruise cannot stop laughing.
That is
so
amazing.
Funny.
Yeah. One of the first
farts are funny.
Farts are so funny. One of the first musicals I ever saw was some thing happened on the way to the forum or something crazy happened on the way to the forum. I don't remember the name of it, but Whoopi Goldberg was the star of it. And she forgot her lines in the middle of the musical and stopped and looked into the orchestra and was like, I'm sorry, I forgot my lines. Sorry, folks. And then the guy read her the line and then she went right back into it. It was with Nathan Lane. And I remember being like, whoa, that's amazing. But it's embarrassing too.
Definitely.
So. Poor Whoopi.
This next story is from my friend Allie, and she's going to tell it. Let's call her up.
Hi.
Allie, it's Hi. Working. Hi. You are on with the Beat Red podcast. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate, and we are so excited to talk to you and hear your story.
So excited.
Hi, Katie and Mary Kate.
Hi.
I'm excited and reliving the trauma already.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Hopefully it's cathartic for you.
It is. It's getting there. Obviously, I'll tell you about it, but it's like half embarrassing, half just like nightmare. So you can tell me if you'd either be embarrassed or absolutely traumatized, because I've gotten both.
We're so excited.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I am a real estate agent in LA, and I traveled to Nashville for a big, big networking conference. Like, there was almost 3,000 of us in town to network.
Wow.
And so the whole time you're basically, it's pretty insane. And so you're basically just getting, you know, drinks, coffees, lunches, dinners with all these people that you don't know. So I go to brunch with a group of agents from all over the country, and we're at like a luxury hotel. We're at the One Hotel, which is like a luxury chain all over the country. And so we're getting brunch and we finish, you know, we pay the bill, whatever. And then we're going to go to the conference to go to registration. I'm like, okay, give me one second. I just need to run to the bathroom really quick. So I leave my phone, I leave my bag, I leave everything at the table because I'm like, I'm just going to go pee. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the bathroom and it's like one of those really nice, I would say it's a really nice bathroom where the stalls are like each independent room.
Yes. Love that. Love it.
Okay, like it's beautiful, like it's completely tiled in, it's a floor-to-ceiling door, it's gigantic, like it's so heavy,
beautiful.
The door, and so whatever, I close the door, I lock it, I do my business, I go to unlock the door, and the lock is just spinning, and it's not doing anything. And I'm like, oh my God. And you can feel that there's no tension in the door.
Oh no.
And I'm like, before I freak out, I'm like, this isn't happening. I'm like, this is so silly.
Yeah.
And I'm just spinning. And then I just start banging and like shaking the door, like very aggressively. And I'm like, I'm about to break this door. Like I will break it. Yes. And then I hear someone be like, are you okay? And it's crazy because the door is so thick. So like, you can't even really hear the other side. And I'm just like, no, I'm not okay. I'm stuck in here.
Oh my God.
And then it was terrible. And then I hear another voice be like, oh my God, I'm going to go get someone. So then she goes, and I'm like, please don't leave me. Like, I don't have my phone. I don't have anything. Like, please don't leave me. And I'm not claustrophobic. I'm more scared of like heights and other things, but it really was like a vault. Like,
I am claustrophobic. Like, I would be freaking out. And also, yeah, they try to make them privacy doors so they you can't even crawl out of the bottom or the top.
No,
so you're stuck in there and they're so big and heavy so that you can like deafen the sound, but then you're trapped in there and that is traumatizing.
Terrifying.
I was in there for 45 minutes.
Oh, no. And the people you're with are like, wait, where did she go?
Well, yes. So we're in there. The maintenance guy comes in. Within 2 seconds, he's like trying to figure it out. I'm just like, oh my God, like, who is this man? And he just walkie-talkies to another guy being like, he's like, she's really stuck in there. Like, I need you to bring more tools down.
So embarrassing.
Like, oh, my God. And like, so 20 minutes go by. And then finally, I tell the woman, I was like, can you please go get the group that I was with? Because like, I just met these people and like, yeah. they've been waiting for me and I need you to go find them. So she goes, I explain to her what these people look like, so what they're wearing, where they're sitting, all this stuff. I'm like, there's two boys, there's two girls, two people are in this. It was ridiculous. And then I guess she goes out and she's like, hey, are you guys with Allie? And they're like, yes. And she's like, she's trapped in the bathroom stall, like didn't have her phone. And they're like, oh my God. So then they get up and one of the guys is so just like proper and like, and I work for like a luxury brand, but I'm very like down to earth. So some of the people I was with, just imagine they're very, and this guy was totally thinking like Allie's like having the massive bowel movement in the bathroom right now. And we're all just sitting here for 20 minutes. All realizing that Allie's been gone for 20 minutes in the bathroom. And so the girls come running in with my phone. It was too much. And the bottom slot in the door was like literally the size of my cell phone because they squeezed it under the door. And
that's,
I'm like, oh my God.
So crazy. Oh.
So yeah. So then long and short, like they're just drilling, like the power tools are out. I'm like screaming. I'm like, call 911. Like I want a saw, like get me out now.
Yeah. And, that's like, traumatizing.
Moments of like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to run out of air. Oh. Like, what is happening? And then I had a friend who was also waiting for me at the convention center for registration. So I call him and he's like, hey, doll, where are you? And I was just like screaming, like, I'm trapped in a bathroom at the one hotel. Like, you need to get over here right now. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, I was like, you need to come here now. And he's like, oh my God, only you. Fine, I'm coming. And he like runs over. And then the guys, literally because they're trying to save this super expensive door, like won't hack it open. And yeah. I get it. But I'm also like, get the effing thing.
Yeah. You're like, I am building my lawsuit right now.
Get me out. Yeah.
Like, and I was like, I want a free stay.
He was like,
I can't authorize that. And he was like, well, get. I was like, yes, somebody who can. Yeah, he's like the maintenance guy.
Yeah.
So then they squeeze the tiniest little screw under the door. And then I start screwing out the handle from my side. They screwed it out from their side. Then they just start banging and banging on the metal lock because it's completely stuck.
That's crazy.
Until it's like bent in a way for them to pull out. And so then I get out. Yeah, I get out. The girls are like, oh my God. I never even met the lady who stayed with me for like 20 something minutes because my other girlfriends that I was with, who I am now friends with because we've trauma bonded, like are like, she's gone. This woman who saved me. So maybe we'll find her on this podcast. If you were at the one who saved me, please identify her.
Oh my gosh.
She called in right now.
Right? Imagine. And so then fast forward, then I go to like a cocktail hour and one of the guys who was like, I was so embarrassed for you at the tea. I was like, fuck off. He was like, we've all been calling you Toilet Alley. And I go, no, you haven't.
No!
I was like, this did not involve a toilet. You better correct yourself. I was like, that also was like the quickest pee of my life.
God.
So like, no.
They gave you a high school nickname. Oh my.
Right? But now I am. It's great. And I call my husband from there screaming and he's like in LA at Lowe's. And he's like, can I call you right back? He's like, I'm at Lowe's. I was like, you need to call me back now. And then I put it on Instagram. So now everyone knows about it, which is actually, it's funny, but I will say like, now when I go into the bathroom, I'm like scared to lock doors.
Yeah,
100%. Like, I don't even know if I'll lock it. I'll just leave it open.
Leave it wide
like,
open.
I'm too scared.
You'll chance it. You'll just chance it.
Oh,
exactly.
This is amazing.
Yeah, so a lot of people were like, oh my God. And then I went back a couple days later, a friend of mine was at the one and she went into the bathroom and they had put this like little chalkboard sign up that said out of order and like drew out these little flowers and like made it cute. And I was just like, get a life. Like, you're so annoying to me. And they didn't even do anything. They gave me like a glass of champagne when I got out, being like, congrats, you got out of the
That is insult like,
cheers,
to injury.
You survived. Like, you got
I
out.
Lost
cheers.
It.
That is pretty bananas that they didn't offer you a free stay at the minimum.
They should, at the minimum.
Trapped in the bathroom for 45 minutes. Yeah.
yeah, I was like, you have a location in LA, like, I'll do a staycation. Like, I don't, you have, and I was like, and I said, go to the cafe, and I was like, I want free coffee. I'm not paying for it.
Good for you.
Like, I'm not stealing. Yeah, it's like, I'm not taking from a mom and pop. I'm like, you are a luxury chain hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're the girl at the cafe felt so bad. Yeah.
You're like, and you're paying for my valet. Yeah.
Exactly. Now everyone knows about it. I'm even back in LA, which, to be fair, I did put it online, and it was, yeah, I either got like, oh my God, this is insane, or like, oh my God, this is my worst fear. And like, oh. I can't believe, and I do know, I mean, if you're claustrophobic, like, this actually could have been really, really,
yeah,
really,
no,
really
I get
bad.
Claustrophobic, and I would be really freaked out if I was in that freaked kind of out. Enclosed space for 45 minutes.
There's like nowhere to go.
And knowing that everyone's waiting for you and that they think you're taking a massive dump in the bathroom, like, you're gone forever, like, and you're just like not back at your party. All your stuff's on the table. They're waiting for you. Like, that's in itself is like so anxiety so inducing bad. And you're trapped.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's double anxiety.
And then I even saw someone in LA a couple of days ago, and I like lowered my window and was like, hey, and they were like, I'm glad you're out of the bathroom, like yelled from across the street. I was like, I can't handle it. Yeah, and I was like, me too. It's wild. I did go back the next day and was like, I need to speak to a manager.
Yes,
and
good.
I told one of those.
Good.
And they were like, can you get a the girl goes, can you give me a summary? And I was like, I got locked in the bathroom yesterday for 45 minutes, and I'm pissed that you don't even know about it.
Yep.
And she was like, okay, hold on 1 second.
Like, this like makes you wait for 45 minutes.
Me, right? The manager told me this has happened twice.
Whoa.
So don't be careful about going to the bathroom at the one hotel.
Beware. Your
no, that's
story.
That's scary. If you're just going there for lunch and then you just get trapped in the bathroom.
Yeah, I have to say,
terrifying.
You're a comic forever, genius, though. Yeah. You are a comic genius. Right? You told that story and I'm dead. I'm dead. It's so good.
I tend to be good. I know. I'm like, I don't know if it's embarrassing, but like, I was embarrassed and starting to get mad when people were saying toilet alley. And I was like, I put a fist to that guy and was like, I swear to God,
it's so good.
If you don't change that, I will lose it.
But I love that you're like no, honestly, call me bathroom alley. It's bathroom alley.
Yeah, you're like anything. Like, I'm down for a funny story, but like, this had nothing to do with the toilet. To be fair, this is a whole other point. When I went in, I should have known, because when I went into that bathroom, someone had gone to the bathroom and it wasn't even fully flushed.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, whatever. And I flushed it and then I went and whatever.
So you would have gone to that other stall. If it had just been flushed, exactly. You would never have gotten trapped.
But it was, at least it was a busy bathroom. So like, people were coming in. That's the only thing. Like, if it wasn't, I think this would have not been funny at all. I would have like had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I was, like, really trapped in there. No one
for
knew.
Hours. Then, that would be so scary.
The people you're with would have hopefully come and checked on you eventually, but still.
I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't even know. I like, we're friends now, but I'm like, I really don't know that they would have. I think they would have been like, oh, well. I don't know. But yeah, it was a good, I mean, now I've learned a lot from this and locking doors and not locking doors, and certain bathrooms I will and won't go into now.
Yeah.
And I went to another one similar right after, but it was at like a bar and it was the same kind of room situation, which is really nice, but it was all black.
Mm.
And so I was like, this is sexy for someone who's not been trapped in a bathroom before, but this is actually horrifying. I need to get out now.
You look like a headlamp you bring. My
yeah.
God. That's
crazy. You couldn't see what was happening. Yeah. So that's the bathroom story.
I love it. Thank you so much
good.
For sharing that,
You're
Allie.
So
Thank
welcome.
You so, so
You're
much.
So welcome.
You're the best.
Yes. No, you're so welcome. And good luck with the rest of your stories. And everyone be careful.
Thank you so much. That's a good tip. Everyone be careful.
Yes.
Pro tip. Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
This next story comes from my friend Andy. Now, you've heard me mention Kristen, my best friend and old roommate, many times on here. Shout out to Kristen. This is her brother, and he's hilarious and the best. So let's hear his story.
Woo!
Hey, Andy.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
so good. How are you? You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Rep podcast.
Hi.
We're so excited to talk to you. It's been forever since I've seen you, actually, and I miss you.
I know. I don't even know what the last time was. I was probably like, you know, prepubescent, like 14-year-old.
No, it was probably Kristen's wedding, right? That's how long ago it's been.
Kristen's wedding, so.
Yeah. He was probably not gay, Duba.
Duba! My Duba's there. Okay, so that's Kristen. Shout out to Kristen, who you always hear. I call her Duba, and she calls me Duba, which was some kind of like long thing that happened from roommate, roomie, to Doobie, to Duba. So we are Duba. That's my Duba. That's my Duba, and that's my Duba's brother. Duba, my Duba's in the background. Duba. I love it.
Oh my God, Duba. I don't think I've ever heard you guys do that, but that's fun. I like that. What a journey.
I love that for you.
Okay, Andy, tell us your amazing story. We're so excited.
Oh my God. I cannot believe I agreed to do this yesterday. Okay.
So happy you're doing it.
You know, yeah. Have me agree to something after I've had 5 cocktails. Super great.
That's the way to do it.
So embarrassing. Well, no one knows me. They don't even know what my face looks like.
Exactly.
So my entire family decided to abandon me. And they moved to Charlotte. So now I have to travel for every single, you know, Christmas and True. Thanksgiving, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I go to the gym, you know, on average 4 to 5 days a week. But when I go home, I have nothing to do for working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my, my parents' guest room, after a lovely, sleep, because the beds are so comfortable there.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I need to do something. So I'm on the ground and I'm doing push-ups and I'm, you know, doing sit-ups, and I start to do bicycles. You guys know bicycles.
Yeah,
yes. The elbow to the knee. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. Super. But, you know, you're getting into it. You know, your things are moving, whatever. And, you know, I might have passed gas. You know, I did. And it's fine. It happens to all of us.
Exactly. It does.
And I keep going because I'm like, I'm not done with my bicycles. Blah, blah. I see what I'm doing. I'm getting up. I'm starting to stretch, whatever. I look down. I have a skid mark on my I didn't fart, I sharted. Okay. But because I didn't realize, I kept going on with the bicycles, which, you know, have a lot of friction with the carpet. I look down, I have a skid mark on my parents' carpet.
No. Is it white? So, is the carpet white?
The carpet is a cream. Oh. It's a cream and ivory, if you will.
No.
I go be the adult 38-year-old man that I am. I just sharted into my parents' carpet. I clean myself up first because that's what a dignified person would do.
Right, right.
Then I'm secretly walking through the house, finding the pet stain removers. And I'm on my hands and knees with the door locked so no one will walk in, cleaning up my shit stain. And I'm thinking, where do I find... Depends, because it might be time. I mean, what if you poop on your parents' carpet? Hello.
Oh my God. I love that so much. That's hilarious.
Thank you.
I think you just invented workout depends.
Oh my God, workout depends. Can we please keep it less puffy? Because I still need to have a good ass at the gym. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
They need to be sculpted. Sculpted depends for gym wear.
Oh my God. If they're Mickey Mouse, sure, why not?
They have like the little built-in butts, like the yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
A little bounce.
A little lift, a little suction.
I love it so much. Andy, you're the best. Oh, that story was hilarious. Did you tell your parents? Did you clean it all up?
Yes, I told my parents, and I told everyone at Christmas dinner because it was so funny. When embarrassing shitting stories happen, they don't become embarrassing anymore. They just become funny because everyone shits.
Yeah, you have to share it. Exactly.
Sure. You are.
I'm not being selfish. Yeah.
You're speaking our language. That's exactly why we're here today.
We're spreading the word.
Love you so much. Love you, my Duba. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh. I love you so much. I love you.
I love my Duba.
So Beezer, Brittany, wants to go thrifting with you in LA. I said, just tell her when.
Absolutely. I will meet her anytime, any place. I am there.
Duba, I love you.
I love my Duba. I miss you. I love you.
I miss you too, sweetie. Good night, honey.
This was so much fun. I love it.
Andy, you're amazing. Andy, thank you so amazing, much. Andy,
you're amazing. And you're too, Duba. And I'm so excited that we have your story.
I love it. Okay. We love you guys.
All right,
guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
That was amazing. Yay, that
so
was
good.
Amazing.
Skids
you
on the carpet.
So right. Oh my God. I love it. That's I love how really he's like, funny. I might have pooped my pants. I did. So good.
We're going to get on those sculpted Depends. That's going to be a thing.
I think we need to reach out and get them to be a sponsor.
Pretty exciting product.
Okay, this is from Reddit. Fearless Finish 9724 writes, when I was 10, I went to the bathroom at school and the stall was locked. A normal human being would think to themselves, well, it looks like someone's in there. I better wait. Not me. My first thought was, how do you lock a bathroom stall behind you? That shouldn't even be possible.
Wait, what?
So I crawled under the stall.
No.
And sure enough, someone was in there. A piece of me died that day. Short and sweet. But I gotta ask, I have a few, like, let's unpack this questions. Like, one is, like, why would you do that?
You know why I mean? Would you not think that the door would lock from the inside? Because
also,
that's the part that you don't want people in
did
there.
Did the person not respond? Like, so if I see someone's, like, little, the first hair on their head come under the stall, I'm going to kick them in the face. Like, how does a person just sit there and they're like, occupied, you know?
Sometimes people don't know what to say. I was dying. There's a TikTok that I saw recently where somebody was like knocking on a bathroom stall and they're like, I still, after like, she was like in her 30s or something, she's like, still after all this time on this earth, I don't know how to respond when someone knocks on a door. It's like all these different takes of her being, oh, I'm here. Like, and it's just her saying all these different hilarious things that are like so insane that we don't know how to properly respond. So
it's
that person,
so
obviously they were just like, I'm going to say nothing and hope they go away.
Yeah.
But instead, they got a head popping under.
Or like
up
a full,
in their junk.
Like, shoulders yeah. up to the waist. Like she did like a yoga cobra into the
That's
stall.
Really funny.
Also, I feel like any horror movie, I hate horror movies, but I would hate a horror movie about someone who had to crawl on a bathroom floor. Like that, like the floor was
like
lava.
The ring, but it's like,
but it's just
the bathroom
slithering under stalls. Oh, that would be disgusting. That'd be the worst scene in the movie for me.
You pooping and being attacked is a terror, is your nightmare.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't say pooping, but I said not being attacked.
It was
I
implied.
Said crawling
it
on
was
the ground.
Implied.
No, just crawling. Katie, you flipped the script on me. You're like, so a monster comes out of the toilet and you get barfed on.
You get
in the
bit
dark.
On the butt.
It's dark. You get barfed on by acid vomit. I'm like, I just said crawl across the floor of the bathroom.
While you're pooping there, right?
You
while
know?
You're pooping. But the whole thing is that it's while you're pooping because you're so vulnerable.
You got
while you're
your
pooping.
Pants down, your butt's full of poop.
It's a vulnerable time, okay?
The water is splashing all over the place. It hits the mirror. There's poop on the mirror.
I think we just wrote this.
You just
I think we
basically
just wrote this.
You just basically Steven Spielberg that.
I did. It's pretty great.
Steven Spielberg will never talk to me. I hope you don't listen, Steven. I really hope you don't listen.
No, I hope you do. I hope you do. I really hope you do.
If you know Steven Spielberg, get this to him. We need him to produce our horror movie.
Immediately. Please.
That's our show. If you liked it, please tell a friend and rate, review, subscribe. That helps us move up the charts.
And if you've got an embarrassing story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join us. See you next week.